The stain ran across Jaina's jaw and neck down to her shoulder, a line of crimson ovals where she had been splattered by her brother's blood. She had tried to wash it off with soap and water, with surgical sanitizer, even with the Enzo bleach Hapen orderlies used to keep the Loyal Dragon's infirmary spotless. Now she was using a Relifonian Sarsa stone, literally trying to scour the spots away. But she might as well have been trying to rub off a blaster scar. Her efforts only seemed to make the stain brighter and redder. A soft hiss sounded behind Jaina, and in the mirror above her sink, she saw the privacy partition at the front of her convalescence base sliding aside. Before she could put the Sarsa stone down, her mother was coming through the opening.
"What are you doing up?" Leia demanded. "You should be in a healing trance."
"I have been."
Jaina set the Sarsa stone on the sink and began to rinse the grit off her hands.
"For a week now, I think."
"Yeah, well, you need another one, and maybe a whole lot more," her father said, following Leia into the cramped bay. "Luke didn't look this bad after the Wampa tried to eat him."
"Gee, thanks, Dad. That's just what a woman standing in front of a mirror wants to hear."
"I'm your father."
He slid the partition closed behind him.
"It's my job, to be honest."
"Okay, but do you have to be so good at it?"
Jaina smiled at his reflection, then wet a cloth and began to wipe the Sarsa grit off her neck. She couldn't remember much about her extraction, or the last half of the fight, because that big ugly split above her right eye had come with a nasty concussion. She had hazy memories of a long, aching run on legs so filled with shrapnel they rattled, of always being short of breath because it was impossible to fully expand her lungs with four broken ribs. The next thing she remembered was stumbling into the hangar with a company of stormtroopers on her tail, then Jag, Zek, her mother, and about half a dozen other Jedi. Okay, Jag wasn't a Jedi, but he had fought like one, coming out of nowhere to drive them off. And she recalled her uncle, warning the others about her injuries as they rushed to help her, how he had seemed to know every blow she had taken without having to even glance in her direction.
"Sweetheart, you can't wash them off," Leia said. "They're burns."
"No."
Jaina studied the little ovals in the mirror again.
"It'll come off. It's a blood stain. His blood. I got splattered when I cut off Kytus's arm."
"Really?"
This from her mother.
"It's interesting how you remember that, but not much else about the fight."
Jaina frowned.
"You think he brain-rubbed me?"
Leia shook her head, then pointed at the wound on Jaina's throbbing brow.
"I think that brain-rubbed you. It scrambled your memories, and you may not be remembering things exactly the way they happened."
Jaina ran a finger over the spots on her neck.
"If these are burns, how come they're not sore? And why isn't my skin dry?"
Her father closed his eyes in exasperation, but her mother said,
"You've been in a healing trance, Jaina."
"Which means they would be healed by now," Jaina replied, "if they were burns."
"Okay, we'll ask Silgal to take a look," Leia said, "as soon as we get back to Shidu Maad."
Jaina frowned.
"We're going back? But Kytus is on Nickel One."
"Surrounded by three fleets of his own and about six from the Confederation and our coalition," her father explained. "The Corellians and Bothans have jumped into the action, and the Roast system is turning into a firestorm."
"Luke thinks our fight is going to move away from the Roast system," Leia said. "And you need some time to heal, Jaina."
Before Jaina could ask exactly where Luke thought the fight was going to move, the privacy partition slid open, and C-3PO's golden form appeared in the opening.